Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Welcome aboard, Ben. Welcome to Shoddy Radio.
Thank you. Nice being back.
Yeah. So you're
nice
you're,
for the listeners for me to be back as well.
So you're in Sacramento right now, is that right?
Sacramento, California. Yes.
Where do you live? Like what address?
Like my address? Or?
Yeah. Just give me a general census of.
I live in what is called the Mansion Flats area of Sacramento. I'm probably about a mile from the state capital.
I would say your zip code is 95814 or 95816.
It is 95814.
Oh my God, that is my magical skill.
It's impressive.
Thanks.
Your other skill is interviewing people better than Walter Cronkite. What zip code do you live in? You ask all the hard questions.
I didn't ask him what zip code he lived in. I told him what zip code he lived in.
What I'm saying is, you're not a good interviewer. Now, most people would ask them what the fuck their zip code was in. You're giving them the answers ahead of time.
Well, why don't you take over this interview, Chris?
And by the way, it's only impressive to Danny that he knows the zip code.
I don't know. I don't even think Danny's impressed.
Why don't you take over this interview, Chris?
And I didn't know we were doing a fucking interview.
That was my point. I didn't even think it was an interview. I thought we were just going to do the sports news.
Who's hosting this shit?
I'm hosting it, but you're always up in my face. You're up in my binna.
So, Ben, what's going on in sports?
Yeah, Ben, let's do the sports news. We'll do the intro right now.
Okay.
After the accident. Schumacher runs very well, so that was an outstanding play initiated by Terrio with an outstanding turn at second by Fontenot.
Don't hit the snooze. It's sports news.
The baseball playoffs started today.
Who do you like in the baseball playoffs, Ben? What's your team out of the American League, and what's your team out of the National League?
Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying this isn't the teams that I think will win, but these are the teams that I want to win.
All right.
Out of the American League, I would like to see the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Just because they're the feel-good story of 2008.
Chris, do you think that a bunch of religious people will make any type of claim if the Rays make it to the playoffs this year? Because last year they were the Devil Rays, and they were one of the worst teams in baseball. And they took the name Devil off of them, and all of a sudden they're now the Rays, and they're one of the best teams in baseball. I bet you a lot of religious people will claim that it has something to do with losing the Devil. What do you think? Your thoughts? Okay, go ahead, Ben.
I wonder what zip code Tampa Bay has. out of the National League, I would like to see the Brewers of Milwaukee. Because they made the playoffs for the first time in, I believe, 26 years.
Last time they made the playoffs, I think Raleigh Fingers was playing for the Brewers. I don't even know if they ever made it when he was on the Brewers.
Was Raleigh Fingers on the Brewers?
I thought he was.
Was he?
Didn't he play for the Brewers?
I thought he played for the A's.
I don't remember.
No.
He didn't play for the A's?
So far,
he did play for the A's.
This sports news has been unbelievably informative, efficient. ESPN is going to try to hire us, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm supposed to replace Peter Gammons on Baseball Tonight next year.
All right. Well,
you ever watch Baseball Tonight, though? They have some shitty guys on there.
No, I don't watch much ESPN.
Well, some of the ex-athletes that they have on there, like, you would think that they would be better than they were just because they've, you know, like...
They've been around the game.
Yeah, been in the trenches, as they like to say. But, I mean, some of those people bring absolutely nothing to the conversation, and it's all just, like, sports cliches and...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, it reminds me of Chris right now. I think he left the room. He went downstairs to grab, I don't know. He's making his white trash eggs.
What is white trash eggs?
eggs. He just scrambles eggs and slices up hot dogs and puts it in them, and then puts ketchup on, and then puts ketchup on top.
Is he making a mango chutney to put on top of that?
I think that I should host a cooking show podcast, and Danny should host a podcast that's nothing but inside jokes and zip codes.
Every time Chris is in the kitchen, it's like he's preparing stunts for Fear Factor.
When have you seen me in the kitchen?
I don't know. I've never really seen you cook. I just thought it'd be fun to make fun of you for a change.
It sounded believable. I was trying to run through my head when I'd cooked for you.
So
I remember when you guys lived together in Sacramento, I remember I'd go to your guys' house all the time, and I'd never see anybody cook, but there would always be piles and piles of dishes in your sink. Like there was a fucking cooking class there earlier in the day. There would be, like, colanders and forks and fucking frying pans, and I always wondered who was cooking.
I don't know who's cooking, but, like, I stop, like, cleaning floors anytime I live with Danny after, like, a month in. Because, like, I'll mop the floor one day, and 3 days later, it'll just be, like, filthy. It'll look like a mop has never touched that floor in, like, 6 years. He comes downstairs in the middle of the night and, like, grabs an orange juice and just fucking gushes it down. And, like, just basically pours it on his face and catches some of it. And I think he also pisses wherever he's standing while he's drinking.
Oh, Lord.
Plus, when you live with Danny, you got to concentrate so much time on cleaning the air.
I know.
That floors are really not the highest priority.
Ben, Chris has a pretty funny story for you that happened last night. Or two, three nights ago, I don't know.
Basically, Danny has this fucking real funny game he plays where he does gay things all the time.
Like, he's been playing that game for as long as I've known him.
I know. He's been playing that game with his inner psyche. It's a conflict that never ends. So anyways, I was getting ready for my... taking my midnight piss?
First of all, Chris...
No, first of all, nothing. Let me tell the story.
No, let me tell... I want.
You're going to fucking bore it up and slow it down and put a bunch of details that don't matter.
Okay.
I was in the fucking bathroom taking my nightly piss, and I come into my room... And it was pitch black because I had my TV set on sleep, so it just shuts off, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of weird that it was pitch black, but then I remembered, oh, yeah, it's on sleep, and it turned off. And then I opened the door, and I got this nasty smell. And I was like, it smells like Danny in my fucking room. And I was all distraught because I was like, God damn it, now I'm never going to be able to get to sleep because I would be smelling him and thinking about how I wish I wasn't smelling him. So both the smell and the thought that I was pissed that I had to smell him in my bed were going to keep me up all night. And I thought, wait a minute, it's pitch black in here and it smells a lot like Danny. I wonder if Danny, like, is in my room in the dark hiding waiting for me. Because I thought, like, he was in my room earlier, and I thought, well, it doesn't still stink of Danny. That was hours ago. But I thought maybe I'd come into my room, and with a fresh perspective, I realized how bad it stunk. So I was, like, 50% sure that Danny was actually in my room in the dark waiting for me. And I turn on the light, and he's laying on my bed in just his underwear, and he's staring at me like he wants it.
Well, let me tell you what I was
going to... So it scared the shit out of me for, like, three reasons.
The
third being that I knew I was going to have to smell Danny and not get to sleep that night.
Let me tell you what I was going to preface the story with. First thing, the only reason I did that was because usually I'm asleep way before Chris goes to sleep. I go to sleep pretty early.
Oh, okay. Interesting detail.
Well, let me...
Thanks for clearing up all the loose ends.
Let me finish. So I went downstairs to pour orange juice on my face, and when I came back upstairs, I noticed that Chris's room was – I went to say goodnight to Chris, and he wasn't in his room. He was in the bathroom. So I went in his room, and I just was going to wait for him. But then while I was in his room, first of all, I heard him turn off the shower and come out and into the – like there's a sink outside the bathroom. So then I heard him at the sink, so I think any second he's going to walk in. Then I hear him go back into the bathroom, turn the shower on again.
You want to know why I was in the shower? I'll explain to you. This is God's honest truth.
Okay.
when you live in the house with Danny, your feet get dirty as fuck. If you don't have socks on constantly, but if you do have socks on constantly, you have to buy socks every other week. So I was washing off my feet because I didn't want to contaminate my bed, but I didn't realize that it was a fucking useless effort because you were going to be in my bed.
So Chris goes back into the bathroom. Then he comes back out, and I swear you went back in again. I don't know what you did.
I did, because you went in two jobs to get all the dirt off.
So at that point I was like, I'm already committed, but then the TV turns off, so I'm just laying in the pitch black, and it was too late because I thought Chris was going to come any second. Excuse me.
You hoped he would come anything.
I thought he was going to be entering the room any second.
What if I just walked in there butt ass naked with a heart on?
That was what I was hoping for. But so at that point I'd already been in there for like 3 minutes, so I was like, I'm not just going to get up and leave. Then I would have lain here for nothing. I didn't want to got to scare Chris anyway. That's why I was in there longer than I intended to be.
Actually, the shower was just running. I was in his room with Tanya the whole time.
I didn't actually intend to just go in there and scare Chris or do anything gay. I just wanted to say goodnight. So.
Oh, that's pretty gay on its own. Telling me goodnight.
Why can't I say goodnight to my good pal? What's wrong with that?
It's okay to say goodnight if it's like in passing. But
yeah,
if
to go out of your way.
Sitting in his room in your dirty-ass underwear.
I was just sitting in here jacking off on his pillow because I wanted to say goodnight in my own special way.
Oh, man. So you pick. So who's going to win the World Series, Ben? The Brewers or the... Who else did you say?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays. Who would you like to win?
I'd like to see the Tampa Bay Rays win it all.
Just because they were so bad last year, or because they don't really have any big names on their team, or why?
I think it'd be cool to see a team from the American League East win the World Series that's not named the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Would be.
What about
the
Red Sox?
If the Tampa Bay Rays can do it, then the San Francisco Giants should be able to do it.
Next year.
Who do you think is going to win? You said who you want to win.
Yeah, now who do you think is going to win?
I would say the Anaheim Angels have a good shot.
That's what I think, too. I think it's going to be Angels-Cubs.
So they're called the Rays now, but what is their mascot, like a ray of sunshine?
No, it's like it's named after the fish.
Like a stingray.
Like a stingray.
But I thought it was called the Devil Ray.
They were called the Devil Rays before, but those are also called stingrays. They just took the word devil out of their name.
But that's not what the fish is called. They're not called rays, right?
Right. They're called Devil Rays.
All right.
So wait, what
their uniforms still have a silhouette of a stingray on their sleeve.
But I'm just saying, that doesn't really make sense, does it?
I guess not. Why didn't they just change it to stingrays? Ben, you're the sports expert.
I don't know. I wasn't in that scene. But you think about it, there's a lot of names in sports that don't make sense.
Such as?
Well, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Did you just get beeped out for saying, did you call them like the fuck Angeles Lakers, or and you have a sensor in your house? What the hell was that?
It's the fuck Angeles Lakers. No, I don't know.
You didn't hear that beep? Did you hear that beep, Chris?
I did.
All I hear is my voice 1 second after I speak.
So, well, this sports news is turning pretty crappy. Or shoddy, you might say. Ben, what do you think? We're changing our name to Shoddy Radio. It's no longer the Chris and Danny Podcast. It's Shoddy Radio. You like that?
It's very catchy. I like that.
Thanks. So who do you like in 08, Ben?
John McCain.
John McCain, really?
Nah, I was just fucking with you.
Oh, man.
I threw you a curveball and your knees buckled.
Do you like Sarah Palin? Do you think she's hot?
Yeah, she kind of reminds you of that. Don't you expect to see her just rip her glasses off and kind of take her hair out of that bun and like shake her hair around?
Oh, yeah.
And everything in slow motion.
I do expect
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I think Sarah Palin would look really good with cum on her glasses. But I'm not really a political junkie.
If that ever finds its way to a website, I'm sure Chris will be the first to find it.
Hey, Ben, you want to play a game? One of our famous games?
Yeah.
We could play Decision Time with Chris and Danny.
How did that one go?
It's your call. A lifetime where the only food you're allowed to consume is Jelly Bellies? Or a life of only drinking out of a toilet? spend your entire life naked, or spend your entire life dressed in full Major League Baseball catcher's gear, including the mask. One large pear-shaped testicle, or 8 small marble-sized testicles. Scrotum size remains the same. Spend your entire life indoors, or spend your entire life outdoors. It's decision time with Chris and Danny.
We just give you two choices, and you you have to come up with which one you want to do.
All right. I'll give him the first choice.
Okay. Chris is going to give you the first choice.
John McCain or Barack Obama?
Just to be president?
Yeah. No, you have to fuck Barack one of them.
You have to fuck one of them.
Will you like Obama for real? Do you like him just because he's not McCain, or do you like him for a reason?
I like him about 75%, but I mean, I do like
him. What a coincidence! The exact amount that he's white, you like him. Well, well, well.
Is he 75% white?
Man, you are such a racist.
Yeah, what happened was two white guys double teamed his mom.
No, my decision time question was going to be, who would you rather have sex with?
Ooh.
Sarah Palin or Tina Fey? Who would you rather engage in sexual activities with?
Would it just be the sex, or would it be post-sex conversation also?
It's your choice.
If it's his choice, that affects his answer.
Yeah, so it's your choice.
Well, you have to stay for 2 minutes, and she may or may not talk, but you don't have to talk, but you have to be there for 2 minutes. So if you don't talk, it might make things awkward. Like, she might be talking to you, and if you have the choice to remain silent. But you have to be there 2 minutes.
I'm going
to
say Tina Fey, because I'd like to ask her what that scar on her mouth came from.
I'd say Tina Fey, too, because I'd like to give her another scar. But it would be an emotional scar. I don't think Tina Fey is good looking. Everyone always says, oh, she's so good looking because she's funny, you know. But no, if you break it down, she's really not, I don't think.
Right.
I don't think she's ugly.
I think that scar is pretty ugly. Well, it looks like she was, like, caught with a fish hook and got away at the last minute. I think Sarah Palin's probably the hottest vice presidential candidate we've ever had.
Would go number two.
Probably Dan Quayle. But it's a close second.
All right, Ben. Well, so this has been your trial podcast. We'll let you know how you did. You know, you're not hired on permanently. You understand that, right?
Yeah. So is there other people that will go through the same process, and then you pick the best?
Basically, we need a sports guy. We need a third wingman.
Yeah, we need a guy that's a little, because Chris is the kind of funny guy, but he's not wacky enough. We need a wacky guy. We need a Jim Miller or something like that. No one knows who Jim Miller is, but
no. But why don't you make a zip code reference now?
He lives in 95965.
Oh, Jim Miller.
Basically, Ben, we need somebody who knows a lot of area codes and can put the brakes on a podcast. There's just too much momentum and not enough number references.
No, but we also need like a relationship guy, you know, like what would you say, like a psychological.
Are you going to ask me a relationship question?
Well, do you want us to?
I think you're really only applying for sports guy, right? You want to go for the relationship guy? Also?
Yeah, shoot. Give me some relationship guy questions.
All right.
You're going to be getting married soon.
No,
right?
Hang on. Don't give it to him that way. We'll give it to it as though someone calling into this to the show. You know, Ben's on the show. It's relationship time with Ben. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, let's take some calls. Ring. Ben, say hello.
Hello?
You're like that guy from Police Academy. I really feel like I'm just listening to these sounds.
All right, now, Chris.
I'm talking about Steve Guttenberg, the guy who didn't do any voices or sound effects ever. And it was not talented.
You say hello, Ben, and then, Chris, you start just ask like you have a question. Ben, say welcome
say
to
hello?
Yeah, say like welcome to Shoddy Radio or something like that. I don't know.
Welcome to Shoddy Radio.
Mike, you're on the air. No, we'll pretend his name's Mike. Say, Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
Am I supposed to be Mike?
You're Mike.
I'm supposed to ask him a question?
Yeah, but pretend that you're Mike, though. So it would be a Mike-like question.
Okay. But I'm just going to come up with a question that I have, and I'll just pretend I'm Mike asking it.
Okay, I got it, Chef.
Okay. This isn't so much a question as it is a statement. And this is Mike. Basically, I hate it when I'm with a girl, like in a physical way, and also in a relationship way. I don't like having any knowledge of her shitting or passing gas at all. And if I get wind of it, literally, I just don't want anything to do with her. It's just gross. My question is that normal?
Yes and no. You don't want to think about the girl that you're probably going to be performing oral on, like squeezing shit out of her butthole.
No, but really, but that just grosses me out.
Like she's not allowed to do it. That's kind of not normal.
Well, she's allowed to do it. I don't want her getting backed up. But I want her to do it when I'm out of the house completely, and maybe even out of the town. Or just do it at work always.
So if you live with somebody, I mean, wouldn't that be kind of a hard thing to accomplish?
Exactly. That's my dilemma. That's why I'm calling you. And
lucky
my name's
for you,
Mike.
I think women only shit once every 3 days anyways.
That's really an immature thing, problem to have, I understand, but I really do think it's gross, and I wish I never had to deal with that.
So what's your advice, Dr. Ben?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I think you're floundering for this job here, Ben.
My advice is to call Dr. Drew.
What other kind of experts were we going to try to get on?
A hypnotist or whatever? A hypnotist? And a psychic. We were going to get a
psychic.
How
about like a finance guru?
Oh, yeah. We need a finance guru. Very good.
Like shit's tough right now. The economy's rough.
Yeah.
You can think of ways to save some money.
All right. I'm going to call you and I'm going to ask you financial advice.
All right. What's a good name for a financial? But you're Ben. He's not a doctor.
Still
professor.
Ben.
He's Professor Ben now.
All right.
Hang on.
Am I supposed to ask him now?
Well, he has to answer.
Hello?
What, did he wake you in the middle of the night? This is a radio show. Hi. Answer the phone as the professional.
That's how I answer the phone every time.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mike. And I was just wondering, my FICO score is pretty good. It's about 297. And I was just wondering if you thought it would be a good idea for me to invest aggressively into a Roth IRA account, or if you thought that the market's too volatile right now and that I should just sit my money under the mattress and wait for until the market climbs back up. Because I understand.
I was thinking it was going to be advice like, how do I clean my suit without going to the dry cleaners or something? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I only know about half of what I was asking you.
Could that have been a real question, or were you kind of talking out of your ass?
Well, I was talking out of my ass, but those were all real things that I've heard of.
Is that a logical FICO score?
I don't know. You're the expert. You're asking me questions for.
Do you want to do one more part? I mean, we can do one more thing. Like, you want to do some other type of advice? Do you want to be a psychic or something?
I think I've already proven that I'm not very good at the advice.
All right.
And that's the best advice you could give.
Mm-hmm.
That was very poetic.
All right. Well, good night, Benjamin.
Good night, Chris and Danny.
It's been fun.
Number one rated zip code related comedy podcast, Beverly Hills 90211. My name is Danny, and as always, I'll be your host this evening for this whack-packed hour of zip code comedy and inside jokes coming at you straight out of 91106. That's right, Pasadena, California. Hey, I know all my regular listeners, or the Zip Freak Army, as they like to be called, already know the origin of our show's title, Beverly Hills 90211. But for all you zip code newbies who aren't quite up to speed yet, the title is a spoof of the television program, Beverly Hills 90210. But what most of America doesn't know is that Beverly Hills actually has three zip codes. 90210, of course, the one made popular by the smash hit TV show. But also 90211 and 90212. I went with Beverly Hills 90211 for our show's title because I felt that 90211 was the funnier of the two zip codes. Hey, don't forget, Zip Freaks, that if you have a shout-out or a dedication, you can always hit me up on the zip line at 888-ZIP-CODE. Again, that's 888-ZIP-CODE, spelled out on your touchtone phone. Here's one now from Victor in Sacramento, California. Victor wants to make a dedication to Suzanne in 95673. He says, "Sweet Sue, I'm tired of driving so far to see you. I love you, baby, but I want you to move back home. It's lonely here in 95814 without you." Thanks a lot, Vic. Hey, speaking of 95814, here's a little joke for y'all. How can you tell if the person you're having a conversation with works in 95814? Well, if at the end of your conversation he walks away and says, "I'll be back." That's right. The California State Capitol building is located in 95814 with the governor himself, Arnold. Here's another one for you. What zip code did King Arthur land in after he went skydiving? 95645. That may be a little inside even for you zip freaks out there. That's Knight's Landing, California. Once again, Knight's Landing, King Arthur. 95645. Hey! When a beaver's hungry, what's his favorite zip code? Try 95776. Woodland, California. Once again, Woodland. 95776. We're gonna have to take a quick station break, Zip Freaks, but stay tuned. We'll be back at you with even more zip code based wackiness. And remember, always put the extra four digits in or super zip on your mail, especially during the holiday season.
What zip code dealing in? You ask all the hard questions.